Sit down. Other side. Commencing this interview at 11:23 a.m., April 25th, 2025. This is Detective Inspector Mitchell in relation to case number B-2047-2025 concerning the series of burglaries in the Millhouse area. The suspect is seated across from me. Please state your name for the record. Your full name. Gonna be like that, huh? Look, I want to be here even less than you do. So fuck around all you like, but we're gonna be here until this is resolved. So, state your full name. See, wasn't so hard. Now, so you understand, this is a recorded interview. Anything you say can and will be used against you in the investigation. You've been informed of your rights. You're here because we have reason to believe you're connected to burglaries on Grafton Street, Sherrill Road, and Elm Parkway. These incidents occurred between March 20th and April 14th of this year. I'm talking. That means you shut up and listen. We've collected statements from multiple victims. They all describe a similar pattern. An encounter where a male individual seduces the victim. They engage in sexual activity, and upon waking, the victim finds themselves bound, their homes ransacked, and various personal items missing. You've been identified by one of these victims. Anything you want to say about that? You don't know anything. Jesus Christ, every single time. I wish just one of you pricks would cut to the bullshit. Just once. Let me read you the statement from Helen Dawson, dated April 16th. Let's see. On the evening of April 14th, I met a man at Parkview Hotel. Early 30s, around 6 feet tall, dark hair. Sounds a little bit like you. He was wearing a blue jacket and jeans. Oh, look! Same outfit you have on now. We ended up having drinks together until I agreed to let him come back to my house. Once we arrived at my place, he began to undress me. He sucked on my breasts. He penetrated me with his fingers while he sucked. Excuse me. He then turned me around and performed oral sex on me from behind until I... Excuse me again. Until I climaxed against his mouth. I'll skip the rest. No reason. Oh, trust me, it takes a lot more than that to throw me. Do I get what at home? Look, I'm not the one answering questions. You are. And what my husband does or doesn't do is none of your business. What? Well, if you must know, no, he hasn't done that for a long time. No, not because I don't want him to, it's because he works long hours and suffers from stress. Now can we continue? Great. Statement continues, after he orgasmed, we both fell asleep and I awoke to find that I'd been robbed. My wrists and ankles were bound, and my laptop, jewelry, and credit cards were gone. That's the statement. Pretty damning. And it matches other reports we've received. Your appearance, your mannerisms, the way you engage with the victims, it's all lining up. Not looking good, is it? Can't be you? Why can't it be you? Go on, I'm all ears. You're not able to orgasm. A medical condition? You can't physically get aroused? Jesus, I've heard some bullshit in my time, but seriously, is this some kind of joke? No, I do not believe you, because I've seen the way you've been looking at me like a piece of meat for the last half hour. The way you look at my lips when I lick them. The way you shifted in your seat when I read the words, my breasts penetrated me and climaxed against his mouth. Oh, hello. No, I'm not looking down there. Don't flatter yourself. Oh, almost forgot. The victim adds, his penis was generously sized and thick with a tattoo of a mermaid at the base. And you're still saying it's not you? So if I have a male officer examine you, we won't find that tattoo down there? Okay, fine. Yes, this is Detective Inspector Mitchell requesting a male officer in interview room 1. None available? In the whole station? But... fine, forget it. Oh, fuck. Interview terminated at 11:31 a.m. Free to go? No, you're not free to go anywhere, because I need to know. I don't let criminals just walk away thinking they've outwitted me. On your feet. Now! We're going to the cells. No, you have not been charged. Shut up. I said, shut the fuck up. Oh, morning, Jim. On the early shift again? Man, it sucks to be you, huh? Hey, Paul. Yeah. Meet you at the bar later.
Keep walking. I know we usually book you in a cell. Not today. All the way for the store.
Sit down. Sit the fuck down! Okay, now I'm cuffing you to the chair. Don't try anything. Why is it so dark? Because this cell isn't in use. The security camera's down, so it's out of action. I think you know why we're here. Now, sit still. I don't give a fuck about procedure. I have to know. And once I do, you're going down. Well, well, it is very thick and, yes, a very, very nice size. And oh look, what's this a tattoo of? What do you mean it's not a mermaid? She has legs. Fuck. She still looks like a mermaid, just... reasonable doubt? What do you know about reasonable doubt? That the tattoo's not a mermaid and you can't orgasm? So their statements won't stand up? You piece of shit. You expect anyone to believe that? And if you think I'm buying this can't orgasm bullshit. So if a woman stands close to you and unbuttons her shirt and reveals her tits, undoes her bra, so you can see her hard nipples. That's it. Oh, fuck. Then you're not gonna get aroused. Keep sucking. Why are you stopping? Keep fucking sucking. Good boy. And if she stands back and pulls up her skirt and takes off her panties and shows you her cunt, that won't have any effect either. Oh, then what's happening down there? Your story is falling apart here, isn't it? And if I get on my knees and my mouth does this? Why would you possibly be getting harder? Don't say a fucking word. If you speak, I'll hit the panic button. This is a police investigation, and I'm gathering evidence. No, don't move. I've not sucked my husband's cock for a year. Oh my god. Your cock feels so fucking good. You taste so good. You're completely hard, and you're telling me you can't get aroused. No, I know you haven't orgasmed yet, but... And if I spit on your dick, and I use my hand, oh, there we go. I do believe you're getting harder. Suck my tits again, and don't move. If I put one leg on that side of you, and the other here, and guide you in. Oh, fuck. Oh my god, yes. Be quiet. I said, be quiet. Don't make me cover your mouth. Fine. Moan into my hand. Head up. Head up, motherfucker. I want to kiss your neck. Oh, fuck. Stop fucking smiling, you arrogant fuck. Oh god, I can't stop. Oh god, I'm coming any second. Kiss me. Stop. Was close. just as I was coming. Damn it. You better fuck me quick. Stand up. I said stand the fuck up. Fuck me from behind. I know your hands are cuffed behind your back. You'll just have to work around it. It's called balance. You're gonna fuck me because you fucking love it and you're a man with a heart on and I'm fucking begging you. Oh, yes. Oh my fucking god. I love your cock. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me like you own me. Oh my god. Harder. I've not been fucked like this for so long. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh my god. Oh no, I'm really gonna come. Oh yes, I'm so fuck. Oh fuck me. Feel me coming all over your cock. Keep fucking me. That's a good word. Found my wet gun. Found me. Oh yes. You couldn't stop if you wanted to, could you? Oh, God. I can feel you throbbing. I can feel you throbbing. Quickly, in my mouth. That's it. Wow. What a good boy. I want it all. For someone who doesn't come. Ah, you sure do come a lot. Now, I'm glad we know where we stand. Thank you for your cooperation. And what do you say? Thank you what? Thank you, detective? Oh, I'm not a detective. I'm just the janitor. They're waiting for you in interview room 2. Speaking of which, you should probably clean yourself up. You're still handcuffed? Oh, that's a shame. I'm sure you'll think of something. Catch you later.